something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Don't be worried. Worrying is affecting you. It's changing your life now. Why are you so worried? He says, do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. I like that. That's the 34th verse. Don't be worried or anxious about tomorrow. I told you yesterday, two things that destroy today's happiness. They are yesterday's regret and the fear of tomorrow, the dread of tomorrow, the worries of tomorrow. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're already worried. The fear of the future. Fear of the future doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to the country. It doesn't have to go that far. It can be as little as you're going to the office and you're dreading what's going to happen at the office today. You can be dreading a meeting that has just been called. All managers have been called for a meeting. Hey, what is happening again? You haven't even gotten there yet. You haven't heard why. Why some are very happy because they're thinking they're going to get something out of this. Did they say welcome? We're having a meeting. Did they say? I heard they said, we have a meeting. All managers. Okay. See, you're dreading the meeting already. It's robbing you of present happiness. Decide to be happy today. Don't allow the frustration. Even in our attempt to be happy, we can become frustrated. You know that. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. I'm going to be happy today. Nobody's. You're frustrated. Nobody's going to spoil my joy. Nobody. Pastor said to be happy. I'm going to be happy. You're not happy. You're already manifesting frustration in attempt to be happy. Okay, look at verse 33. He says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? His way of doing and being right. I love that expression. God's ways of doing things. God's ways of being right. I told you one time, you know, when I have issues with people, I don't try to find out who's right and who's wrong. I like to know what is God's righteousness in it. What does God want? Not whether A or B is right. And then all these things, ooh, I like it. He says, all these things taken together in one package. See, when God blesses you, he doesn't go, one, and I'll give you A, and I won't give you B. Okay, I'll give you C, and I'll leave out D. He says, all these things taken together will be given you besides. That means an addition. All these things taken together in one package. When God blesses you, you are blessed, brother. You're blessed, sister. He blesses you in one full package. Everything is in it. Say this. Say, I'm very smart.
I'm very smart.
I'm very intelligent.
I'm very intelligent.
That's important. That's important. I'm very smart. I'm very intelligent. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Just another thought. Can I make my life simpler? Because your life can be very, very complex, you know? You can have a very complicated life, you know? Can you make your life simpler? You can make your life less complicated. Less complicated. Make yourself happier. How can you do it? They say that man is very easygoing. I'm not talking about the man that said he's very easygoing. I'm talking about simplicity in Christ. Okay? There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to rush through some things now. Okay. Think about this. What about when you go through some ill treatments? Have you been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly? You can be treated badly at home, in a neighborhood. Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. James chapter 5, I will read to you from verse 13. Have you noticed what it says? Glory to God. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. I like that. He didn't say he should talk back. He should get bitter. He should complain. He said he should pray. God is aware that you could be ill-treated. So he says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? That means being treated wrongly. He says, he should pray. He says, pray. That's how you respond. He says, pray. You want to live God's word, right? God said, if you're mistreated, ill-treated, badly treated, he says, pray. Yeah, that's what he says, pray. Then, go to Psalm 37 and look at verse 4. Are you there? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's very beautiful here. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. There are secret petitions. Those things that your heart craves for. And you're talking to God, and you can't talk to nobody about them. God hears. He says, he'll grant you your desires and the secret petitions of your heart. What did he tell you to do? What's your own part? Delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get happy about, listen, I tell you something, get happy about what you do. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your assignments. Get happy about when you're going to work. The trip to work, get happy about it. Somebody says, I don't look forward to going to work. You are really suffering. You might think that your problem is the experiences, the bad experiences you have at work. No, you are the cause of the bad experiences. You say, how could I be the cause of the bad experiences? I've tried my best. It's the way they react to me. It's what they've done to me. No, have you ever thought of the fact that it is possible to attract the worst part of other people? Have you ever thought about it? You know, you can evoke the worst of someone's character towards you. Those same people who are bad to you can be so nice to others. Do you think because they love those people more than you? No. There's something about you that's attracting this whip that's coming to you all the time. Change your attitude. You'd be amazed at what happens. Just change your attitude. I know you say, can I just change like that? You mean I've been looking so sad and so unhappy. Then tomorrow morning I just come to work. I just be happy. I can't do that. Okay, don't do it. If you can change that quickly, results will come that quickly. But if you say, I'm going to do it gradually, it won't work. It won't work. Why? Because we don't like it when people seem to be playing sneaky on us. Imagine all the time when you see me, you go, morning, sir. Every day, morning, sir. You don't even look at me. Morning, sir. Then on this day, you just go, good morning, sir. I think something wrong with you. How do you start that? Start by showing you found something, you've changed. So I'm so sorry for the way I've been treating you. I've learned something, and I chose to change. See, what have you done? You've brought a closure to your past. See, if you don't bring a closure to it, you look like there's something wrong with you. So you can't just metamorphose into that. So because you can't just metamorphose into it, you would want to do it sneakily, you know, stealthily. That's not going to work. It won't work.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.